The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Adam.
What are we playing today, Peter?
This is Magic of Two.
Oh.
We're brave wizards from a wizarding school after the Great Wizard War, where all the wizards killed each other, and we just happened to be alive somehow, so there's that.
Well, magic and things.
And Peter and John are both playing today, actually.
They are. Yes.
This is different.
Oh, which one are you, John?
John's green.
Okay. Oh, I see. You're guest one. That's right.
I just went by how many times each of them died. And I was able to figure
it
out.
On top of your head.
Pretty quickly.
Oh, I killed myself. Can you raise me? Yeah, be careful about being wet and casting lightning, because it'll straight kill you.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, here, if I get in this water and then I cast lightning, it'll just kill me. Like, see how much damage that did? And then now I have to self-cast fire to get rid of the water, and now I can cast lightning without killing myself.
That's a cool little
Nice, thanks for the...
That guy just kind of exploded.
Oh, lightning's broken.
All right, but we'll talk about the game later.
Yes, yeah, so it's distracting. Pretty colors.
Let's get into the news.
Yes, let's. What is the first bit of news?
I believe it's that Elon Musk interview that we all watched right before the show today.
Oh, shit, that was good. I'm glad I was able to sit down and watch the whole thing before the show.
Do that again.
Because there are a couple of things that guy talked about that kind of blew my mind. Like, oh, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Man, I really like that.
So, like, the tunneling system?
Yes, the tunneling system.
The boring company that Elon Musk just bought.
Yeah. And just how much he thinks that he can... not only just build a system of tunnels underneath L.A. or other major cities to have basically a roller coaster for your car to get you across town to help with congestion, but just the amount of money that he thinks he can save with tunneling and to make it that much more efficient was pretty damn impressive.
And then, like, the fact that he brought up, like, you can dig much deeper than you can build high.
Oh, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And he also brought up a really good point about flying cars. Like, a bunch of flying cars over your head is not going to help with anxiety or, you know, feeling safe as you're walking about. And that's absolutely true. You know how many... People can't fucking drive. You think people are going to be able to fly a car with no lanes and no clearly marked spots on the road where you're supposed to be?
So, the video they showed, if you haven't seen it, is where, like... You would pull into this little, I don't know, like an elevator.
Yeah, like pull.
It's about the size of a parking spot.
Yeah.
You know. You pull into it, and then it takes you underground, and you go into these tunnels, and it's like this electric skate is what he was calling it.
Yeah, basically like just a little electric bobsled for your car.
Right, and he was saying how there's no speed limits under there in the tunnels. So they're shooting for like about 130 miles per hour, 124 miles per hour, or something like that.
That is, which is hauling ass. I'm really curious how your car is going to be secured to the skate, because I can't imagine they're just like, we're going to do 120 miles an hour with your foot on the brake.
It's a good question. Magnets.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? I mean, maybe there's just like a giant, like, seatbelt for your car. It's just like a big tie-down strap from one side to the other.
I don't know. I would think maybe something that like comes out and clamps around the tires.
That's probably what it would be. I mean, even just if it is straps, like I mean that's what that's how they strap cars to trucks right now. Is usually it's just four tie downs, one over each tire, holding the tires down.
Right.
So I'd imagine it would be something like that. Because I doubt they're just going to be like, "Hey, you pulled on, hold on."
Yeah.
Like,
well, and I mean the tunnel's going to be mostly flat
and straight.
Know?
Yeah,
so,
like,
yeah.
That's, and I'm sure deceleration will take place with plenty of time it to just wee stop. But yeah, that kind of blew my mind. I was just like, "Yeah, you could." Like, something I never thought about before. Be like, you could just straight up. Build a honeycomb of tunnels underneath every single city.
And part of that reason that he wants to do that is because he sees that after after most cars become autonomous on the road, traffic it's actually going to make more traffic because there will be more cars on the road.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper, he said, than like a bus fare.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it makes complete sense as opposed to just being like, oh, I'll take the bus to avoid traffic or I'll hop on the light rail. Like, well, my car's autonomous, so I can just go kick it in this moving room as it takes me to where I want to go.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Or as opposed to sit next to weird-ass people on the bus. I also thought the whole Uber thing with your car, like your once a car is completely autonomous, it takes you to work, drops you off, and then go makes money for you while you're working by going and picking people up and dropping them off
right.
or renting it out to other people, which I thought was, ingenious. Or like Peter even brought up, a Car-B&B. John's out of town, puts his car up on, say, some sort of app. Someone is in town for the weekend. They just borrow John's car for the weekend. And even then, it's just really borrowing a place to sit. Because the car would be doing all of the work, and you'd be able to track the location of the car.
Yeah, no, I thought all that was pretty interesting, too. Just the fact that it could potentially end up paying for its own lease then.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things you could do. You could do just literally, like, rent a car, but for, like the smart cars or the zip cars they have downtown.
But just have
it to where you just get in and boop, 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 take me.
Right.
There you go. There was something else about the automated cars that blew me away as well. Oh, how well his automated car was driving around with just the driver sitting there. Like, I'd never seen a demo of a drive that long for an autonomous car.
Right.
And where he's just sitting there, kind of hanging out. And that was pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, they plan to have, by the end of this year, they're going to go from L.A. to D.C.?
L.A. to New York.
L.A. to New York. Completely autonomous.
Right.
What a wild road trip. Like, that would make road trips so much more fun. Well, I don't know. Part of the fun of road trips is getting lost, though. At least I think
so. Right, but it's kind of nice to know that if you do get lost, just a push of a button,
boop,
you can get back
on track. Yeah, that's very true. But I'm also kind of weird like that. Like, if I go on a road trip, I don't use my GPS. I use a normal map and try and figure it out myself.
Yeah.
Just because getting lost can be fun when you're not in a hurry to get somewhere. But, it would also be super fun to just hang out with, like, three people on a road trip and not need a driver. It's like everybody's playing cards.
Yeah. They talked about, like, if you'd feel comfortable pushing
sleeping.
A button and falling asleep and, I don't know. I can think of a few scenarios where that might happen. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how awesome would it be if you go out, you get too drunk at the bar, and car, take me home as I sleep in the fucking backseat? That would be wonderful.
I imagine that's going to happen quite a bit at some point.
Oh, yeah. Once it becomes a thing, like he was saying, even if it's 99.9% accident-free, 1 in 1,000 is still a pretty high number.
Right.
He was bringing it up to just like, well, 1 in 100 lifetimes or 1 in 1,000 lifetimes, maybe. It's like then people, I feel like, would start to feel a lot more comfortable falling asleep. So it's got a ways to go before you killed him, John.
He's right there. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
He made it seem like he was thinking about 2 years before all that's possible.
Yeah. Assume regulations, regulations be damned.
Yeah.
2 years. I'm sure there will be laws to where you still have to be awake in your car. Like, there's still, has to be a manual override. But that doesn't mean that people aren't going to make it look like they're fucking awake while they're posted in the car. Willing to take the risk, Monday morning or late at night as they're drunk. It's like, this is safer than me driving. What else? He talked about a bunch of stuff. SpaceX, he wants to have a colony on Mars with, 1 million people on it?
It's a city with 1 million people on Mars in his lifetime.
Yeah. Because, what was his reasoning? Because thinking of, waking up and not thinking that we could be a multi-planetary species was depressing or something, or sad or something like that.
Yeah,
I forget his exact wording.
It was depressing.
Yeah.
A future that doesn't have us being multi-planetary is depressing. I'm all for that. So
fuck yes, I'll go. You give me a job on Mars, and I will go. I mean, I could easily do my job on Mars.
The rocket they showed a comparison of a person next to the...
Yeah, it was like 40 giant stories.
Yeah, like a 40-story tall building.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big-ass rocket. I mean, and he said it could carry... This rocket would be able to carry a fully fueled, full cargo load and a full passenger load as its cargo for a 747. Right. So, a just giant-ass plane inside a rocket ship on its way to Mars, which would also be cool because I want to see footage of the first plane flight on Mars. Would be like, oh, that plane is flying on a different planet.
That probably wouldn't work.
I mean, not with the planes we have now.
Right, it would have to be built specifically. You'd have massive wings for a small
little plane because the atmosphere. Yeah.
Maybe some kind of like helicopter or something would probably work better.
Probably. Giant blade span for like a little two-person thing. I'm sure we got some people that are smart enough to get a million people to Mars. We got people smart enough to figure out flight in a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
At least I'd like to think so. Peter, super fast.
Yeah, I needed that because I got to kick my ass.
I liked in the interview where the interviewer asked him, so what do you see, like 30, 20 years before this happens?
Yes.
And he's like, I'm hoping more like 8 to 10, you know, but our internal goals are much more aggressive.
Yeah, so they're like 30 years, right? I mean, that's hopeful thinking. He's just like, no, less than a decade. And even less than that if we're really pushing it. He's a one. There need to be more people like him on the planet. Rich, rich people that are just like, I can do all of these things to better humanity and still be filthy rich. Was there anything else about SpaceX? They talked a little bit about the first stage rocket being able to be returned and reused.
The reusability.
Yeah. He says the only way that that's going to work is if they can get it to a system to where, like, his example was an air...
You don't turn an airplane into Boeing. That's what it was.
Yeah, because that just wouldn't be efficient.
He says that reusability has to be rapid and complete.
Yeah, that was his wording. That's right. But yeah, it's only 40 minutes long, so it's not a huge commitment. But I highly recommend everybody out there go watch it because it's kind of fun to watch him talk because he's obviously not a talking person. He's very much a thinker and a doer. But you kind of get to watch his social awkwardness as he talks.
Right.
Which is kind of fun. But then there's just some really, really exciting stuff that he talks about that gets you excited for the future. He has a shield, Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm killing you. I didn't mean to do that.
Teased his brain machine.
Oh, yeah, they gloss right over this thing to where it's, from what I'm gathering, is basically just a brain interface that will let you, basically give you unlimited memory, unlimited storage, and will also let you communicate telepathically, which would just be from receiver to receiver in another person's brain. But that's literally all they say. They just gloss right over the top of it.
Yeah, The most I know about it is it's supposed to be like a brain implant that would let you communicate with other people.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a Bluetooth connector.
I've also read, or I didn't actually finish the article, but I was reading this article from MIT saying about how it's basically impossible with current technology.
To pull that off?
Right. So, unless he's got something secretive that he's figured out that hasn't...
that he hasn't told anybody yet?
It's still probably further off than what he's expecting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's all right. I want that man to be as ambitious as possible. Test it out on cons. People sentenced to death. Let's get that shit worked. I'm just saying. It's like, oh, you know, you're sentenced to death. Let us put this thing in your brain. And then kill you? Because you're going to die anyways. Like, fuck you, you're a piece of shit. You're such a piece of shit that we feel like we have to kill you. Damn, so, John. we're gonna fuck with you first.
But yeah, I think we pretty much covered most everything in the interview.
Yeah, so I think we might have actually talked about it longer than the interview was.
No, it's 40 minutes long, but it's worth watching.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely
even
worth
if you watch
watching,
it, like, you know, kind of in sections or something. It's on YouTube.
So which, you know, if I was watching it by myself and not, like, having you to talk to about interesting stuff that he's talking about, it's probably exactly how I would have done it.
Right.
Because it is a lot to take in. It's a thick interview. But it's well worth it. Watcher people.
He's definitely an intellect on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's not coming up with the strict science of it, he's still a thinker.
Envisioning it, you know.
And then funding it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. He's like, willing to put his money down on it.
He's like Tony Stark without the Stark part.
Right.
Very much so. Or the alcohol.
Yeah.
But at least that we know that about him. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He could be a hardcore drunk. But he's still working for the betterment of humankind, so...
He gave himself a magic shield.
Props to him.
You guys can't heal himself.
Killed by the crabs.
And he's not rezzing me.
So what else do we have?
A couple other things. Not nearly as exciting as that interview.
You guys ever use Shazam?
This I actually thought was pretty cool. Shazam Music, for those that don't know, it's an app that you can download, and then you pop the app, you get the app going for songs that you don't recognize, but you want to know what they are. This app, is there a name for it other than Shazam for Plants?
I don't know. Did you read the article?
I skimmed it. And it's basically you download this app, which it is available. You can download it, and the more people that use it, the wider the database will become. So
PlantNet World,
yes,
I believe is the name of the app.
I did read that part. I just forgot.
You can cast revive literally at any time.
But yeah, you take a picture of the plant, and then it will identify it for you.
Right. I think it is pretty cool, especially once they start out the article saying that there's over, 400,000 different species of
plants. Yeah, and they've only got, 4,000 in the database right now, is what the article was saying.
Right, and they're saying that as more people use it,
it'll expand it, right. Yeah. So, and I don't know if it's free. In fact, let me see if I can download this right now to see if...
That was awesome, Peter.
It's free or not.
I thought it was cool. I will do it live
right here on the show for everybody.
We don't have no plants in here to test it.
I will walk outside.
I found grass.
Yeah. But one thing that I did really like about it that they're trying to do is with it, with this system, it'll tell you if the plant is edible or not. And then so anybody with this app will be able to forage somewhere, well, at least as long as they've got a cell phone signal.
at least I got my phone still.
Yeah. What would be cool is if you could save local edible plants to your phone, and then be able to use it as a database to compare, in case you did break down halfway up Mount Rainier, up a logging road, with no food for some weird reason. But it's so cool that if you'll be able to forage with relative confidence, with this.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool too. I hope it's very accurate.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know if I would trust, maybe, identifying, different mushrooms or something with it.
Right.
Identifying those by picture sometimes is hard.
Yeah, that's true. Know? Especially with mushrooms, there are a lot that look very similar.
Even for people that know what they're doing, you know.
But berries? Berries are pretty distinct, but a lot of people don't know what's that random-ass berry growing in the woods.
Or maybe any one of the, toxic plants, too, you know?
Yeah. Don't eat that. Don't touch that. That shit is terrible for you. It will kill you. So I'm having a problem identifying PlantNet, or downloading it, rather.
Yeah, I think the internet in the studio is a little off.
Oh, it sucks.
Huh.
I haven't noticed any problems other than, but...
Well... Anyways, PlantNet World, if you people want to Google it and see if you can find a download link to check it out, let us know. I'm going to keep trying to figure that out to see if I can get it on my phone. But I'll wait till tonight to where I'll be sitting literally right next to the wireless router in my apartment. So, should have a decent signal there to pull that off.
Huh.
But yeah, just really ingenious. I would even be all right with them running an ad across the bottom of it all of the time. Just are you growing flowers on them, John?
I'd be all right with paying for it.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
As long as it's a reasonable price.
It is an app. They're not usually terribly expensive.
$5 and under, I'd be willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
For
sure. That's a very good point.
If it was any more, I'd really have to have a reason to use it then.
You go camping on a very regular basis, hiking or backpacking, or into random plants. If I had it and it was less than $5, I would play with it when I was out in the woods. Mm. More than that, I should already be out in the woods to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, I
agree with you.
But I think, at least up to $5 would be worth it just to play around with it, you know?
For sure. Even well, and then when you do go around, hey, what's this weird-ass plant? I mean, like, you can find out.
All right.
You'd come across ways to use it.
Is that poison?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I have no clue yet.
It's probably because one of them was using poison, and it got mixed up with John's spell.
No, I was spraying it.
Fake news.
Anyways, yeah, back to the news. What else we got?
E3, I believe.
Oh, shit. That's
what the fuck was that?
In like a month. That's in almost slightly over a month. Yeah. One month, 3 days.
So we have kind of the schedule, or most of the schedule. I think there's just Ubisoft, right, that said to be announced.
Is Ubisoft, and then maybe one more. But, I mean, you can pretty much count on Ubisoft being there. And if it looks like in a schedule there is a time slot that there's nothing for a couple hours, I'd imagine that's the time slot they're taking. But we have, let's take a look here.
We were crossing swords.
EA is going to start off the conference at 12 p.m. on Saturday, June 10th. We will see a new IP from BioWare at this conference. That's exciting. No. And then we'll probably also get some more Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah, Battlefront 2.
I bet you we get to see something from Borderlands.
Wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of one of their big titles as well. Anyway. Yeah.
It would definitely be interesting to see what the new IP is, at least.
From BioWare?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's entirely new,
mm-hmm.
like it's not some kind of knockoff of whatever they've done, because you can call like there's been people that have called different sections of Assassin's Creed new IP. It's not new IP.
Yeah, that's bullshit if they do something
like
that.
Yeah.
So let's see, right?
And that's the only thing on Saturday, so I wouldn't be surprised if Ubisoft has like a 4 p.m. Pacific time or something like that. Because then we jump to Sunday, Microsoft, Xbox Microsoft is at 2 p.m., where we'll get more detail. Where it's expected that we'll get more details on the Xbox Scorpio and more Windows 10 gaming stuff. Yeah. Obviously, of course, Microsoft's big push right now. Then we get Bethesda that night as well at 7 p.m.
That one will be interesting.
This is the one. I watched Bethesda's last year. I'll watch it again this year. This is the one I always make sure I watch in whole. Because I'm just a huge fan of most things that Bethesda does. They seem to be teasing that their E3 showcase will feature at least two new games. So that makes it even more exciting. I'm really hoping for another Elder Scrolls single-player game. That shit would be amazing, but we'll have to see. Nah. Maybe Doom 2? Because didn't Bethesda do the most recent Doom game? Yeah, so
the
maybe
publisher,
so maybe Doom 2,
so
which I would be surprised with how insanely popular Doom was, if that wasn't one of them.
It could be. Then the next day is the Sony press
conference. Yeah, and they're the only ones on Monday.
That actually happens like 2 hours before our show, so I don't know if we may have
6 p.m.
We may have some of the news from it, but not all of it. I usually watch the Sony press conference. So.
Yeah, you've got a PS4.
You guys woke up, Mr. Krabs.
And one of the things that Sony is actually teasing for their conference is a virtual reality Spider-Man game. So I'm excited to see what's up with that, because I get a good feeling that if it looks decent, you're going to pick it up, which means I'm going to get a chance to play that.
Yeah, it could be awesome to do.
Just swing around?
Yeah.
It could be terrible and hokey. I mean, let's be honest. It could be. You could just be flailing your arms about.
Yeah, it depends on how they use the... They might just have you use the controller or something, too.
Oh, so you can just look around? Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Oh, my God.
Gonna have to get a fan in the room that'll blow on our faces slightly. and then... So those are all the scheduled ones. But Ubisoft, times to be determined. 2016 was on a Monday. We'll see when they're scheduled. I mean, there's a decent amount of time for it to be open, but good chance we'll get some more Assassin's Creed Empire stuff because, well, we've already gotten some because of accidental leaks.
I don't know what Assassin's Creed Empire is.
It's just the newest game in the Assassin's Creed series that they took, two years off to make.
What time period is that supposed to be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's been leaked, and I'll look it up here in a second.
I was just curious. I'm not personally a fan of the Assassin's Creed series.
Fair enough, but. Yeah. And then no Nintendo either. Nintendo has already told everyone.
They blew their wad already, man.
Yeah. We're not going
to
be at
E3. What do you got to look forward to? Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo will probably end up doing, like, their own press conference then. You know, like, a week later or something so they can be the spotlight. You know?
This is the first time everybody's able to go to E3, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just anybody.
Right.
Oh, yeah, not just industry representatives or industry peoples.
Yeah.
And I want to look up.
Those tickets are bitched.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You probably buy them for individual conferences. John. I doubt they sell, like, weekend passes.
And it probably sells out in seconds.
You can still catch Firewall.
And
something.
It probably is still going to go to people. Tickets will still go on sale for people in the industry first, I'm sure. Or they'll have an option to buy tickets beforehand.
They'll have so many held off for that purpose.
Exactly,
probably.
Yeah. Like, the amount of tickets for just the random Joe is going to be a very small percentage. All right, I'm looking up Assassin's Creed Empire, so you should hop into the next one.
The next thing is the new series Genius.
Mm.
So it's a Ron Howard directed show about Albert Einstein. The first series, this is the first season of it. Sorry, is about Albert Einstein.
Yeah, the reason I picked this news out is because it's Ron Howard, who's self-proclaimed a film genius, saying that he wants to make scientists rock stars, essentially.
Which is great. Yeah. I couldn't support that idea more.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to point it out.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Empire is going to be... looks like the rumor is it'll be taking place in Egypt.
Oh, nice.
So,
that could be cool.
Yeah. which would be a lot of fun. A lot of brown, but a lot of fun. Sand color, not brown. That sounded a little racist.
So I've seen lots of commercials for this Genius show.
Mm-hmm.
Was thinking about watching. I'm probably going to now. Yeah. Like, after reading the article, I like that he has that kind of passion for science. You know, it's going to be worth watching. It's not going to be just for the story.
Or just
a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. Or, you know.
It's going to be, this is the actual story of things that happened. And then like, this is a real man.
It's kind of cool that going forward, like, they've already gotten approved for season two, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be with a different person.
I mean, then there's plenty of scientists to do it with. Exactly. It's not like they're going to run out of a shortage of people to focus on. And yeah, I just like this whole movement of making science more just interesting and getting people interested in it, because too many people care about the
Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Yeah.
And don't believe in global warming. And, like, that needs to fucking change.
Either don't believe in it or just don't really care about how serious it is.
Or not just global warming, but just any scientific field, like, needs to be more on the forefront of everybody's awareness. It's just my thoughts on it, and I think this is great, and I'm definitely going to be checking it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it.
And it's only a 10-part miniseries. It's not super long. I mean, they are an hour apiece, but that's fine. That's still super easily digestible. Are you getting him all wet and bothered, John?
I am.
Now electrocute him. Give him a good shocking.
Dude, he's a strong little archer, dude.
He doesn't look like he takes much electricity damage.
I'm dead. Oh, no.
So the last news story is about Steam changing its store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this I actually didn't get too much into before the show, so I don't know exactly what they're doing to the store as far as changes go.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. I take it you didn't either.
No, I didn't.
All right. I know that they are trying to push for a smoother store and one that kind of serves both developers and player bases as well. I'm imagining that's just a lot of tweaks and stuff. One thing I did read in this, because I really read a little bit of it. Where was I going with that?
Well, it's all going to be a lot of tweaks, right? Like, the store always gets critiqued for how it picks the games that it displays for you, like the algorithms it uses and stuff like that, so...
Oh, yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is one of the things that in the article Steam says is, right now we want to have the conversation of, what are we doing, not what are we doing well or what are we doing bad, but what are we doing with it? Like, how are we doing our store? What are we doing with it? Like, as far as, instead of concentrating on what's bad and good, let's just concentrate on where we want to go and make adjustments along the way.
I don't know, though. It's risky anytime you change something that's well-established, so...
It's very true.
The internet loves change.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, Especially when your customer base is mostly internet savvy people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're definitely going to be the ones saying something, so.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got on the Steam store.
So these are just changes to just, I mean, ideally just to make it easier to search for games mm-hmm. and find games on the store.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of their, like, a good majority of their store users are people that already know what they want to buy when they go to Steam. But there's also a good majority of people there that are like, I'm interested in a new game. Let's go see what's available on Steam in my price range. And you want to make sure you favor both parties. Peter, can I have a drink of your soda?
It's empty.
Oh, sad.
But so, yeah. I think that's all we have for the news. If you want to
happen to Magicka. Yeah, actually, I want John to explain how he casts poison now, because you just figured it out.
No. I said I can figure it out if you give me a second.
So, what game is this again?
Hold on.
Okay. It's Magicka 2.
It's Magicka 2.
That was a perfect time, because the name was up on the screen, but...
So, in Magicka 2, we are these cool wizards, and we have the ability to cast different forms of elemental magics, and combining them together gives us a lot of really interesting effects. Okay, you just figured it out. What is it?
Okay, well, let me do this. So, it's red, and then you go water, and it turns it back into poison.
Okay, that's really cool. It's not working.
On that guy?
It's not. Nothing.
I've made the most.
Oh, fuck.
Every time Pete stopped using that ability, every time he casts it, it just kills me.
I know, but I'm just waiting until it dissipates. I was trying to cast speed. It's just that the D-pad is misleading.
Can you res me?
Oh, no.
He killed me?
Yeah, you want me to fucking cast it again, motherfucker?
I don't know how you do it still.
It's the right D-pad. See, right there. It just wrecks.
Come here, Peter. It's totally fine. This doesn't hurt anybody.
So, tell us about how you make spells.
So
I've never played any Magicka
games. Well, I thought, didn't we cover this once before? I figured that we covered Magicka 1, but maybe not. But, if you're looking at the stream, you can see on the bottom of...
Let me know if you're looking at the stream.
Yeah, if it works.
Yeah, right? But if you're not looking at the bottom of the stream, then there's this kind of elemental wheel, and essentially it just has an up, down, left, and right position, and there are two elements in each one of those wheels, and we can kind of invert them. And in the top and bottom, respectively, those... are actually opposites of each other. So if I want to cast death right now, if I want to get rid of death, then I would cast the life, and that would just remove the symbol. And so each time we press one of those buttons, we're adding a symbol, and we have one of five possible slots. So we can combine quite a lot of magics, and we can combine them and then cast them in different ways. So you can cast it on your sword, you can cast it on yourself, you can cast it around you. And then each one of those combinations,
you can run off a cliff. You can do whatever you want in this game.
I mean, they give you the perfect freedom. It's just so good, John.
It really is.
It's just not good for teammates.
No.
So we like that. You also have the ability to shoot things as a projectile. So funny enough, if I add healing and then lightning, I can actually shock and heal John simultaneously. It's pretty annoying. So you can troll your friends really hard. Oh, did you just make an ice beam?
Yeah.
You made snowballs.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm gonna ice beam as well. Oh, and then see, now we're frozen. So if we want to get rid of frozen, you fire and then self cast, and now I've removed the frozen. Ice. And I actually can remove it on him by I guess I'll just
burn him.
Yeah.
And cut
then
him.
You can make yourself a sweet ass shield like this earth water shield.
Earth, yeah, and then he takes less. I don't know how to get these guys. I can't
let it go.
Let it go.
So what you gotta do, Pete, is you gotta shoot projectile. Boom.
Oh, is it
knock
death?
Him down?
Death. Whatever.
Death stone.
I'm not very good at.
And then I can drop these healing mines. And
I don't know about
the
healing mines, because you can heal other people with the healing mines.
I can't heal myself right now because of my weird shields.
We are on an epic quest to kind of restore the greatness of wizards, because, like I had mentioned earlier, there was this great wizard war. He just made himself immune to life, so now you can't heal yourself, so that's cool. I guess there's some kind of magic weakness. Yeah, I see you're immune to it. Oh, fuck. I'm going to use it. I'm using it. Stay away from me. I'm dead. I'm going to die frozen. Dude,
I'm using it doesn't mean anything. Like, using what? There's like a thousand spells.
How am I not dying?
You're frozen. So, cast heal a bunch of times.
And then I die immediately.
The greatness of magic is no more.
Can I, No, it didn't do anything. I gotta wait on cooldown. And then we have all these kind of quick casts, but any of the quick cast things that are on our D-pad can actually...
Using it.
Dang it. I thought you were next to me. But he's like, over there.
Stop using that spell! You literally kill me every time.
You're not dead! FYI.
Charles gonna make it out of this.
He needs to cast fire on himself to get out of it.
I'm healing first.
So now he's frozen. There you go.
Let it go.
Surrender. So does this water freeze us? No.
No, it's your ability.
But everything's quite elemental. But we're trying to restore the wizards to their rightful place in society. That was you. Don't even try to make that about me, bro.
That was epic.
Combined like streams, bro.
Could, yeah, I thought that was really cool. You can combine streams.
Oh my god!
Magic.
I don't know what's happening.
Cross sword.
Quick sprint. Praise John. Self heal.
What?
Jesus Christ! I'm like stunned, just walking.
The only problem that I have with this game is that like sometimes it just takes a crazy amount of thought to like, how do I want to approach this? And you just have no time to.
Yep.
Think about it. Oh, I'm still alive. So yes, I
sometimes
would say this game
is
really
just the way to go
until it kills your homie.
Don't stand right in front of a death beam, Peter.
And don't stand in the circle of my spell.
They killed me.
It was a bridge. It was a more focused thing.
Am I alive?
Yeah, you guys.
No,
are
I died.
Off screen. Oh, now you're dead. Defeat.
Retry.
This has never happened before.
Oh, hey, it just explained
water
it right there.
Water and death equals poison.
I figured it out, game, you piece of shit.
Yeah, where's the fucking tooltips, bros? I'd say
that...
Does
this game hold your hand?
No. Not at all. They want you to die horribly all the time.
That's good, right?
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, it really does make the experience of the game really unique. Oh my god, I'm not dead. There I am. Nah, I
don't. You gotta hose him down.
No, shoot him off the bridge. That's actually an instant death. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gonna try and.
Oh, just decided to kill himself.
Oh, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Oh my god.
You're fighting a shaman, Pete.
Okay, there you go.
Fuck this old school lightning.
Yeah, it's just like analysis paralysis in this game sometimes. Is that you? Are you doing that?
No, that thing throws bombs.
That's pretty sweet. We can actually make fireballs, so it's like rock and then fire, I guess, in equal amounts.
You can
amounts.
Make snowballs by going water and then ice, and then you shoot so like cool. Crazy.
Ow. Ow.
How do those feel?
How do those feel? Well, they feel like 220 points of damage.
You like snowballs, Pete?
More like icicles my anus.
Go along.
So does that mean I'm wet? Like
I don't know.
Flowers all over me. So yeah, I guess ice.
What
a bunch.
Ash? A
That's
steam.
A steam.
Okay.
What water and fire?
I think you got to get that thing spinning.
Yeah, we need to use our water.
Dude, I'm healing you really with fire.
Okay, yeah, now you can't.
Healing with death.
You can just heal me now. So now I think we're supposed to do this. Yeah. And then get this thing a turn in here. Hey, don't worry, I'll do all the work here. Yeah.
Water is way more effective.
Do you mind?
These things are all watery, so you just...
Really, Pete?
That is the highest form of karma.
Can you rest me, Pete? Or
I was on cooldown, biatch.
Well, if you hadn't killed me.
I didn't know that karma was going to be such a cruel bitch.
P.S. This guy's weak as fuck to lightning until you froze him. In which case, now my lightning
I didn't
does
freeze
fucking
him.
Nothing. Oh, he just
I
froze?
I shot a rock at him.
Snowballs. Snowballs don't hurt him.
Maybe his like immunities change over time.
How about lightning death ray?
I'm dead. That doesn't seem to be doing anything.
John, you can rest him at any time.
I'm trying to get...
Use the ability!
No. I gotta do this. You heal while frozen continuously.
There's two fucking crap
Pete,
people.
You need to fucking deal with this. I'll just stay frozen.
Well, you can unfreeze now. I'm dead. Okay. Heals me. Do it.
Okay.
Stop healing things.
It's like healed every one of those crabs for 2400.
I'm fucking surrounded.
So am I, Pete. Like, I've got a whole army of crablings.
I wonder if this situation meant to be
I'm so gonna die. Save me.
Gate open.
It makes it very hard to talk about the game when we're being chased by a giant crab monster.
Well, right, John's been picked up, so he's got a break to talk.
John's dead.
John is dead. Okay, so that's a frosty enemy crab, and that's a tiny enemy crab, and they've got different immunities, it looks like. No, so that's a damage report. So I guess they do that damage.
Oh, okay.
And that's how much damage guest one did to you, Peter.
Yeah, John. I was like, save me, and he's like, I'll just electrocute everything. Does that work?
Dude, they were getting wrecked.
Friendly fire is a serious thing to avoid. Yeah. Like, we have killed each other so many times.
Peter, you're definitely in the lead on the kill. Did I use this ability?
So as long as I stay next to you, it's not that bad. Wow, it's like when you do it on purpose, you know? Okay, actually, kill me really fast. And then res me.
Take a staff.
And then let me put on a water shield. I want to see if that blocks the... well, that's not what I wanted. Here, let's do that. Okay, so...
I have a water sword.
That, and then self. Okay, now do it. No, it definitely still hurts me. So it's not water. It's like spirit damage. Fuck, fine now.
Put on a death shield.
I didn't want to do that.
Okay, so
both of you focus on that shit immediately, because maybe those things just keep coming.
Maybe. I know that later in the game, though, there's access to the arena, which is, I think, the coolest part of this game, where we just...
Is this level-based at all?
Yeah, it is level-based, so we're kind of on a level. I don't know...
Can you level your character up?
Oh, no. No, you definitely have access to everything, and you just kind of discover stuff. I'm going to do this again. Stay right there.
Save me, Pete.
I'm trying to... It's kind of hard to navigate this thing. There we go.
Ooh, clutch heals, John. You guys have almost got it down. I think that is the case. Just get it down.
Oh, I killed myself. Fuck. It's kind of really hard to do. They just keep coming.
Yeah, I think they might just keep getting.
Get me up, John, before dead. Like now. There you go.
Now just blast that thing.
Pete, help me.
I'm trying to kill things.
Is the gate going back up?
Oh, yes. Fuck nuts.
Yeah, the gate's going back up. You guys need to focus on that.
I am so... Oh my god, he didn't grab me. How am I slow?
Like one person needs to try to be just doing that.
Yeah, the other person play defense.
What we need to do is put up a wall.
You guys do have the wally things. This is true.
It's just hard to do this shit at the same time.
The frost crab slows you down so you can't even get away from the rest of the crab. Look how many goddamn frost crabs there are. Like, look, I'm already slow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
John's dead.
Yeah, I got it.
Peter's like, drop bait. Just, like,
I'm trying to think of a thing that's going to...
Lightning.
Yeah, electrocute all those, like, half-dead ones.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, I fucking trapped myself. Fuck.
Hey, look, another one.
Run, John, run!
Oh, I'm alive.
I know, I rest you.
Hey, look, another one.
That seems to be pretty effective until they freeze themselves.
Res him, John.
Healing water.
Res Peter.
Right, yeah. Right
I'm
here.
Dead.
Okay.
What? You're good.
Is there an easier Lightning. Difficulty?
I
will
feel
above
like the
you.
Crabs don't give a shit about water. Oh, but now they're weak to lightning. Go with Lightning Pete. Now, res me. Res me.
Avenge me.
It's not working. Why? What is this? There we go. I can't believe I'm still alive. This is insane. Thank you for that.
I know you...
Okay. There we go. Okay. Let me think about this. I'm going to try and hit it with a rock.
Where did I go?
You died?
You turned into a pink mist.
Oh, he got me. Okay.
So...
I think we need to start this over with a plan.
That's how I feel.
Well, we need to make some sort of shield. I think also the strategy in this is to have decide on a damage someone's going to deal. If, like, we're both dealing lightning, we put lightning shields on.
Someone's still up.
Oh my god, I'm alive and I'm gonna die.
Someone's dead.
Oh yeah, put lightning shields on. But if that way you can cook each other.
Yeah, we can cook each other
up.
Exactly, and then we can't hurt each other.
Thinking, Pete.
Well,
well, John,
gotta make it weird.
Why don't you tell us about your sweet gadget?
Yep.
Oh, I have no idea what I'm doing.
He adds death.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
I'm probably gonna kill Peter.
Give it
quite
to
a
me,
bit.
Baby.
Fire and there left it trigger.
Is. All right. So my gadget tonight is pretty simple, but I think it's kind of rad. They've already come out with similar stuff for garage doors. This is called the Teodor, T-E-O-D-O-O-R, on Kickstarter. They've already met their goal, which their goal was 90,000, and they've already got 108. But basically, all it does is it goes over the deadbolt on your door from the inside with a couple of screws, and then you mount this over it, basically, and then it goes over the locking mechanism in the door. And then from your smartphone via either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, if you buy a Wi-Fi adapter they sell that plugs into an outlet, so you can do it from anywhere. But it basically has a cool function where so like you could set it so that when you get within 10 feet of your door, it automatically unlocks your door for you. You go inside, when you shut the door, once you're inside, it'll automatically relock itself.
Yes.
So you don't ever have to mess with it. What I like about the Wi-Fi adapter function on it, what I think is cool, so... Say you are out of the area, but then you need to let somebody in to let your dogs out. If you have the Wi-Fi adapter, you can do it anywhere as long as you have data with the app. And so like, I could unlock my phone for you. Or unlock my phone. I could unlock my door for you, and then I could make sure it's locked after you leave.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, or it'll notify me. So, like, even if you do have a key, because the key still works, because the other portion's on the inside, and that part still just twists around the housing.
How do I...
you can still unlock it from the
inside. Yeah. It's, yeah. They're pretty fashionable. They've got, like, a satin nickel, an oil rub bronze, and a brass, frozen. Which is pretty much the color of every available hardware.
So, like, if its battery dies, you're not just stuck.
Yeah. Adam, you
how
need
do
to
I self
hit
heal?
Right bumper.
Right bumper.
Yeah, just keep doing that. Okay. But really, I just really like stuff like this. So the first garage company that I'm aware of that came out with technology like this was Chamberlain, and they had like the MyQ technology, and they allowed you to know if your garage door was open when you weren't home or open it for people.
Gotcha.
So like,
yeah.
If somebody opened your garage door, it would notify you at work, and you'd just be like, "Why the fuck is my garage open? Closed."
Right.
You know, or like it also attached to your smart lights and stuff too. And the app for Chamberlain actually worked on your smart lights a long time ago. But stuff like this, I just think is really nifty. I like the idea of a smart home. I don't have any of this stuff because realistically for me, money wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like this is kind of expensive.
I was wondering how much this thing is.
So
'cause it sounds pretty cool if it's cheap, you know.
I'm sure knockoffs will come out.
Right.
But
so
right
like
now,
it's, cheap.
It's $169 with the Wi-Fi adapter.
Yeah, that's...
And then you have, again, those choices of your thing. Like I said, if this was something, though, that you wouldn't have a need for, like, say, my brother, he doesn't anymore, but he was a consultant, he traveled a lot. Something like this might be handy for him if I need to go to his house and do something for him or, like, check on it, you know? He can just be like, let me know when you get there. I don't necessarily have to have a key to his home. He can just, like, I can give him a call, and he'll be like, all right, I opened it for you, and I can go inside and do what I need to do. And so I think it's in the realm of the cost of pretty much all the smart home stuff. Because, I mean, if you look at, like, the smart home thermostats or the things to control the lights, like, pretty much everything smart home related runs around this price.
Right.
The also nice thing is it works with, like, every style of lock. That's, like, deadbolt style. So I'm going to show... You see? So, like, it'll work with, like, the faux kind of key lock style, your standard deadbolt. Even with... this basic lock here with a really flat panel, and then now this like Swedish style round knob lock.
Huh.
Because basically you disassemble part of the lock and then just leave the post sticking out. that the fancier part of your lock goes over, and then this actually just goes over the post, and we'll twist the post. All in all, like I said, it's nothing crazy. I just am a fan of nifty innovation.
I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know, like I said, with stuff...
$160, she said, for it?
Yeah.
But if there was something like that around, like, I don't know, $75 or so, it would be much more reasonable.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, there will be a... I don't want to bank on this, and I feel bad for these people, because you know it's going to happen, but they're going to be copycats, you know? Mm. That basically make the... that are going to make the same thing for less money. So I feel like eventually, now that this is coming out, once this is released, give it a little time, and probably not a lot of time, you'll have a more affordable version that's probably similarly functional. I do think their app looks really clean and simple to use, which is always a nice selling point.
Got it! I fucking got it!
I gave myself a frost shield. They can't hurt me.
Oh.
But until it ran out.
I was like, but you're dead. Resin P. Oh.
I died too.
No, we did. I told you he did.
So you guys were onto the right idea, though, with the firewalls and then.
Yeah, how do you lightning, make the lightning constant stream of water?
You're just going to hit left bumper and X a bunch of time for water.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to press in your right thumbstick and point it.
Oh.
And hold it.
Okay, press I didn't know right I could do that. Hold okay.
It, and it'll spray like a hose for a long time. I was wondering why you're standing by the wheel but not doing anything.
It was just attacking it.
Like, he bought so much time.
Okay, so hold on. So it's literally boop, boop.
So and then here, before we go in there, and then holding your right. Yep.
Oh.
So if you do,
but that's pretty much it. It's the Theodore. If you want anything like that, like I have a ex-boss who I know would love this
shield
because he has like every smart home device known to man, and his house is actually kind of rad. He put together a video to kind of show me how everything was coming together because I saw him buying everything over time. At the Home Depot, and it was just really nifty. Like, coupled with, like, Alexa, this kind of stuff gets really out of hand. Like, it gets really cool. But Alexa's also listening to you for the government, so. Just kidding. Peter's made a rock fire diversion. I like this.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Heal. Heal.
I'm trying to not die. There. Cool, I can't be hit by fire, but they got ice damage. Dude, that takes forever.
Good job, Adam. More hose.
You're gonna get frozen.
He's hosing frozen. He's
you gotta res me. You got to res me.
You got it.
I can't res.
The door's like down. Run, Peter. Run for the door. Speed up. Speed up.
I can't yet. It's on cooldown.
Speed up.
Get the fuck down. Out of my way.
Yeah, I made it.
Good job, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought you time as much time as I could.
All right.
Oh, you get to pick a different spell.
But that's it on the Theodore. Cool. Like I said, there's not a lot. It's a smart locking system. But it does have cool uses if it's something that works for you in your life. But, I use a key because it's about
$2.29.
It looks that way.
Yeah, you got two with you.
Wow.
That dude looks crazy.
Yeah, we don't have any idea what we're doing. Let's just kill them.
Okay. Let's go
death. Fire.
He's got a pretty sweet shield. And that person.
Oh, it reflected back at me. That's really cool. Yeah, it's fucking kill that. Yeah,
you guys are going to kill each other. Peter, use your ice thing. Use your ice thing that you kill me with all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a good one. Come here, guys.
Kill Adam, too.
I'm going to kill you, Adam.
Oh, no.
No, kill them first.
I'm
and
trying
then,
to.
If you kill Adam by accident, don't chase Adam around just to kill him before you kill them.
Oh, I died. I was dead.
I killed them.
X alive.
No, shot. This guy is, like, all armored up
that
and, like...
That fine.
Like, getting...
Ow, I died again. Oh, wow, he killed himself.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
This dude is way better at this game.
This guy is super pwned. Look at him go.
Instead of a sword, he carries around a big mallet.
Oh, yeah, the one guy left.
So this guy is trying to show you what's up with all these shields for first off. Look at him. He's like taking zero damage. We are not shielding enough. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, we're getting
redirect.
Dude, he knows exactly what to do. Look at it. What shield is he do? What is that?
Dude.
What is that?
I don't even know.
I gotta see him cast it.
Pwn Shieldosaurus.
Okay, so wait. So I'm gonna do lightning, water. No, it's gotta be lightning, fire,
oh, I'm still alive.
Death.
I don't know.
Rock. Nope. Death. Lightning. Shield.
Could be a healing shield as well.
I don't know. I think he's putting a bunch of different shields on himself. Yeah.
Just don't shield healing like a nub like I do.
There we go. So there's that.
What is
and
that?
Then he's
like constant
just,
heal?
That's just normal shield.
Oh.
And then you can add on it.
Oh, so you just like you just went like B, B, B,
also,
B, B,
if you
B,
just
and
self-cast and run, you could probably do a bunch of different cool shit with rock. So like rock, rock, fire, fire, self-cast. Boom.
Oh,
just like
yep.
Drop it like a bomb behind you.
Drop it
you.
Like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's... Sorry.
What about heal?
Yeah, so you can give yourself... So you can give yourself an elemental shield, maybe, and a... Yeah, so you can give your... Okay, I don't understand. I'm gonna have to fucking Wikipedia this shit, because I'm confused.
It is cool, though. No matter how you slice it, it's pretty dope.
Oh!
I have no idea what just fucking happened.
Adam did
obliterated me, Peter.
I don't know what that means.
You fucking nuked him with your
sword. Oh my god,
brain.
I put heal on my sword.
You turned the fucking shit on and just like, boom, and you...
It's a can. Quickly to
heal.
My death.
Heal, Peter.
Slowly to my death this
no.
time. Yeah.
Put on a fire shield.
So, can I do fire... And this shield? So, no, you can only have one shield on.
Okay.
But he's got, like, he's got, must have some sort of rock shield. Yeah, that's, it's
yeah.
that it's that rock shield, dog.
It's, yeah, you just put the rock armor on.
So he's got, so you do rock, let's do ice, shield, and then this, is that his? Yeah, see, that's it right there. See, this is what he
so
did.
So what is it?
It's different elements. So he did normal, like, the shield, plus the ice, plus rock, and then you have rock, ice, shield.
And then self-cast. Oh, I made a wall.
Yeah, it's...
And that
yeah.
hurts me.
It freezes you. I made a nice wall of death. No bigs.
What's self-cast?
What the fuck is that?
Okay, so he just made a straight-up motherfucking tornado.
Ice tornado.
Like,
not
like
even...
what are you all doing with your lives?
Killing each other?
Oh, he's shit. Like, peace, guys. There's a fucking crab.
It's a predator crab.
Seriously.
Oh man!
So let's see. I just want to see
what he does.
This
game is really fun, but it's oh wow!
It didn't even do any damage to him.
Shield.
He reflects.
He's ice lightning death.
Self cast.
What is he doing, dude? What, he teleported?
Yeah, he's probably got access to a bunch of different spells.
Wow. So,
great.
Is there anything else we got tonight?
I think that's everything.
I don't understand.
We do have a couple things coming up. Probably be. Streaming another episode of Batman the Telltale series tomorrow night.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this Saturday we're going to be doing a all-day stream.
We are.
I'm excited. We'll be playing multiple different games.
Mm-hmm.
I did get the new Hello Neighbor Alpha 4.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll be checking that out. It's not always dark now. So.
Oh, thank God. That really pissed
me
off.
Maybe we can watch
man.
Someone else besides John play that.
Last time you couldn't even see.
You
could
see sometimes.
Like, well,
we could see you die.
Flashlights in the living room, and then like go in the living room, and there's like nothing. You can't see shit.
Oh, I'm alive again. I fell off the edge.
You can actually kind of
is
see
he not
your
dead?
Progress now, too. It's
oh,
nice.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, that
but,
was sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Like Adam said, tomorrow we'll be doing another stream
Rez.
In Batman, and then we'll probably start Saturday off with a stream in Batman. Just a couple people, and then as people get here, we'll change games.
Wow.
But that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
We need
yeah.
to get on this other guy's level. Watermelon hat.
Well,
need some watermelon.
Wow, I died.
Play this game more. All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye.